All right, really excited now to be talking once again with Tewksbury High School football coach Brian Elward. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
Well, great, Rick. I appreciate it. Always good to be on with you.
Oh, I love talking, man. It's I say this with all due respect. You know, the Northeastern Conference has been our baby for years when I was at the radio station in Salem, and all roads lead through Tewksbury all the time. So it's great to talk with you, Coach. And when we talked last, we were just having some reminiscing about Thanksgiving Day football, not knowing if we were going to have football fall two for this year's graduating class. Here we are. So tell me a little bit how this first week has gone for you.
Well, I'm thrilled for all the senior kids across the state that are going to get an opportunity to, you know, get some, an opportunity to get back out there for one, you know, last season. And, you know, we're excited about it. The kids have been dialed in and are ready to go. They're just excited to have the opportunity. I think there's a greater appreciation for, the opportunity that they have, with this crew for sure.
With a shortened preseason, Coach, what are some of the adjustments you've had to make for practice going into, this first week?
Well, other than dressing a little bit warmer
than
a usual preseason, you know, it's kind of, you know, you lose those few days where you could do double sessions, which would allow you to do a little bit more for, you know, in terms of installing, you know, layers of your offense and, you know, stunt packages and whatnot, adjustments on defense. That's kind of pick and choose the things that you prioritize the things that you really need to work and to make it go.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is it going to be a little bit of a little bit simpler game this time around?
You know, that always, that, you know, same as every other season. It's going to depend upon, you know, the readiness of your kids physically and then certainly mentally. You know, I mean, however much they can take on quickly, you'll be able to do. And, you know, this group has been pretty good about, you know, being dialed in and wanting to.
Do you have some multi-sport athletes this year?
Yeah, quite a few. You know, I mean, we're a small school, so we got, you know, we need all hands on deck for all seasons, you know. So a lot of our kids are multi-sport guys.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, the thing's obviously different. But talking to some of the coaches, talking to the Manchester Essex coach today, and he was saying how he has a lot of multi-sport athletes as well. But they're so used now to this COVID protocol that they can actually come in and just whatever you tell me to do, Coach, I'll be there. And then they're on the field practicing because they've had, you know, a successful fall one and winter sports season. So the kids are ready.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen evidence of that with kids coming from basketball and hockey. And, so that's been pretty good.
All right. So now what about what do you have for returners this year?
Pretty much all the kids that, you know, that we got that'll be playing were with us last year, but, you know, not returning varsity guys.
Right, right.
It's kind of like what I tell the kids every year. I said, we only have maybe four guys that were, you know, returning starters and played a lot of varsity time, but all these other kids, are returning to the program that, and this is their time. So, I never really get too caught up in that, although experience is like really important in position like quarterback, which is one of our returners is Ryan Remeter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he had a good season for us last year as a junior. And, you know, I think he just got better and better, and he's coming in ready to go. And, Will McKay was a starting linebacker for us last year. He's also going to play tight end this year, so that he's been great there. And then another linebacker, Stevie Arsenault, who also plays on the offensive line at guard and center. So he's returning. And Kalu Olu, O-L-U.
Mm-hmm.
Kalu was a fullback for us last year. He's back. And then actually, in, you know, one of our big play guys is Kyle Zarigo, who's our tailback. And, you know, he's had a lot of varsity. You see, he was a starter last year for us and also plays safety for us. So, we got a good small nucleus of guys that have some experience and, and then a bunch of other guys that are going to get their first shot at that level and to be like a regular guy, and they've worked real hard to get to that point. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, your kids, Paul Ingram is always telling me how important it is if you can get some of your bench players, to use a word, into a game, because those are the guys who help you in practice. You know, when you only have a limited number on varsity, you got to count on some of the kids who are not starters. So they do get that experience. And I'm guessing you probably were able to get a lot of your bench cleared sometimes last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're always focused on, you know, kids who aren't in that starting rotation to take ownership of their job on mm-hmm. special teams and things like that. So we have a lot of kids that got at least a taste of it. And then, you know, certainly to get them in rotated into the game as much as we could, throughout the year. We were in a lot of tight games last year, so it was, you know, but like there was still opportunities for guys to get out there and play some. So
with this, COVID thing, and just a couple more questions. How's your coaching staff rounding out? How are your returning coaches, and any new changes?
No, not really. I mean, I've been fortunate to have, you know, some veteran guys that have been with me for so long, and you know, they've been you know, I get a couple of guys that are retired from one was a retired teacher, another one is a retired superintendent at prison. Our offensive line coach, Paul Norton, he's been in high school football for like 40 plus years. Brian Hickey, who's retired, but he's been in high school football for, you know, over 35 years. So, you know, those are our elder statesmen. They're great. And then, you know, Tommy and Mark Bradley, who are also our boys and girls basketball coaches. So they're coming right out of their seasons. But they've been with me since, you know, the 90s. You know, my brother Rob, he's going to help out with us this year, which in a bigger role than what he has. He's been like kind of a volunteer. And then Steve Kasperzak is the other coach that's in the building with me. He's a teacher. He was a great player for me back in 2003, I want to say. And then he's been with us ever since. He's a great coach. So, so it's all basically, you know, same guys. Paul Saunders, he works with our freshman guys, and he's been great.
Yeah, it's also a real advantage, don't you think, Coach, when you have eyes in the building as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's imperative, to be honest with you. I mean, I couldn't imagine kind of managing. I always say that to guys that I meet that are kind of coming from outside the building or from another school or from another job. Yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, you miss, and
mm-hmm.
harder to manage, for sure. I don't think I would want to do it.
I appreciate your sharing telling me about the culture at Tewksbury High School, Coach, because it sounds like a really tight-knit community. And I know in football in particular, it seems to be that way all over the North Shore. And I'm thinking of like Gloucester and over at Masquinaman and, you know, down at Winthrop, same type of thing. It's very tight-knit, and it's really special. What about the schedule, Coach? Tell me a little bit about how that's going to shake out this spring.
Well, you know, I mean, originally they were talking about just taking the leagues and everybody playing within their league. So we're going to play, you know, the NBC Small. We'll play those four teams. So we'll play Drake at Chelmsford, Billerica, North Andover. And then they're going to do crossover with the large. We'll play Lawrence this year. We're slated to play Andover. That, you know, they ended up doing the thing with Thanksgiving rivalries, and we're the odd man out. We're the only team in the league that plays outside of the league with Wilmington, 85 year, you know, mm-hmm. tradition. They're in the Middlesex League now. So, but everybody else is matched up with somebody in the league. So, so we have an additional week that we have to find an opponent, and we're going to play, a team from the Catholic Conference. So they have five teams: St. John's, Shrewsbury, Xaverian, BC High, and Catholic Memorial. And they're going to play a semifinal week in week six, and the fifth team is who we're going to play that week.
I'm just shaking my head at the schedule, man.
I mean, you know what? The kids want to play. You know, you take a bye. What are you going to do? Take a bye.
Right. Yeah. No, I admire that and appreciate that, and I think it's fantastic. And we're going to be keeping our eye.
I just hope we still have 11 guys ready to play. But,
oh, yeah.
At that point. You know,
We're things are looking optimistic. Things are looking up. So I'm hoping it's really cool. And the other thing that we've been talking about, too, is that for your underclassmen, not for your seniors, of course, because they'll be leaving in June, but for your underclassmen, this is kind of similar to a college football program when they play in the spring and then they come right back in the fall. So it could turn out to be a good thing for most kids. And as you said, at least the seniors are getting some action in there. That's great.
Yeah, I think that's I think most good staffs are doing that and taking that on, as a huge, development, year for any of your underclassmen.
Yeah. Okay, that is Tewksbury High School coach Brian Aylward with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.